we've got that interesting weather pattern that is going on, and we have the guy who predicted it, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Are you all fixed up?
I just had a, for some reason, there was two versions of Skype open, very bizarre. And once I shut down one, another one popped up, so there we are. Well, with that being said, looking at the weather maps and looking at the National Weather Service, what they're saying, it looks like you said that right around the third week of January, winter is going to rush in, and it really looks like it's going to rush in with some pretty bad weather for us.
There's no doubt in my mind it is going to be a nightmare, and it starts all on Friday.
Now, is it true that there might be possibly storms this weekend and then one next week as well?
Well, there may be, but, you know, it's just too much to look at right now. I mean, you know, I have not, all I know is that following the storm, it's going to be bitterly cold. Yeah. So we'll have to see what, you know, what happens next week. But in the meantime, today won't be too harsh. Mid and upper 30s, sunny to partly cloudy. Going to the city today, Marshall?
Yes, I am.
Okay, won't be too breezy either, so it should be okay. And tonight, 15 to 20 for tomorrow, partly sunny. Low 40s, enjoy that. Of course, it's colder again on Friday, Thursday. Sunny, 30 degrees for the high. Friday, you'll have periods of snow. I'm thinking along the lines of 2 to 4 inches on Friday. It'll be moving out by late day. So your Friday is going to be a little bit of a rough commute. Temps, mid-30s. Saturday, we have a little sun with increasing clouds. And then from Saturday night through Sunday, the bigger storm hits. It certainly looks like we will be cold enough for snow to start. However, I think that it's going to get mixed with freezing rain and sleet. I don't know if Plano rain will work in. And then it's going to go back the other way Sunday afternoon. Whatever mixture we have will go back to snow, and then it won't taper off until Sunday night. So it's going to be very difficult to forecast amounts, because there will be snow amounts before and after the mixing. And now the big question is how much mixing do we get and at what time? Does the mixing happen during the heaviest part of the storm? These are all unanswered questions, and the reason they're unanswered is because the storm, or the energy that's going to make this storm, is still in the Gulf of Alaska. Once it makes itself known on land, which will be tomorrow, then the models will have something to really look at, and they'll be able to pick it up and go with it. But I could just tell you right now, travel from Saturday night through Sunday night will be a nightmare.
So basically from Saturday night through Monday morning, for people that are talking school from Monday morning.
Right, if you have school, because it's observed Martin Luther King Day.
That's right, it is. It is. So now, Pat, if it were to stay all snow, what are you talking about?
You'd be measuring in feet, not inches.
Yeah, that's you know, because I've been looking at precipitation charts, not snow charts, and this is not going to be this is going to be a nor'easter that just dumps a lot of rain. If it were just rain, like we've had already this winter,
right?
Where we've gotten an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain,
right?
So this is a serious thing to keep our eye on this weekend.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It could be very, you know, again. Well, we'll just have to see how it works out, because sometimes these things move fast enough and they can actually save the day by moving so quickly. And that's what the euro is doing. But what the euro is doing is saying, well, this is going to be a fast mover, but we're going to give you all the snow in 6 hours. That's pretty much what the euro is doing, which to me is the worst of two evils. It would be easier to get a lot of snow over the course of 12 or 18 hours as opposed to get a lot of snow in 6 hours. Because then it comes down so heavy that, you know, trying to clean up is just ridiculous. as far as the Rokus are concerned. So that's one of the things we have to watch for. And you know, in our listening area, it's going to vary. Yeah. You know that, you know, from the Berkshires south and west, it can be a whole different scenario as compared to Sharon and south and east. Well, I'm not looking forward to this.
Is it going to be a, this is, I know, is it going to be the type of storm that brings heavy wet snow, or is it going to be a dry, fluffy snow?
Well, it can't be a dry, fluffy snow if we're calling for mixed. If you're calling for mixed precipitation, that does mean that warm air is getting into the circulation, and it's definitely going to be wet, and that's not good either.
No, I was going to say that makes removing it even worse.
Right, exactly. You know, and again, you know, I've seen situations like this where the temperatures behind the front drop off so quickly that the precipitation just changes again very quickly and comes down very, very heavy over a short period of time. So there's a lot of things that could happen with the system Saturday night and Sunday. I think Friday should behave relatively as planned.
What time would the snow start on Friday?
It will start Thursday night.
So school will be affected for Friday.
Oh, yeah. It'll be snowing by this time Friday morning. Yep.
So basically, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off.
They can have a nice four-day week. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
Now, this is going to usher in probably, like you said, the true winter season, right?
That is correct. Yep. I mean, it is going to get really icy cold. And there's just going to be one surge after another. It, you know, there'll be small little breaks in between. But I don't see any end in sight into February. That's for sure.
Now, and in those small little breaks, is that where you're going to get the storms?
Well, they will try to come in those small little breaks, right? And again, how big a break? Yeah. And how big a storm. So, it's definitely going to be, we'll have to be on our toes after this weekend. No doubt about it.
Well, it's a good thing we've had temperatures at 8 and 9 degrees, so we're prepared. Our bodies already know what that feels like.
Right. It's still hard to accept it.
I know. It really is. It is because November we had almost 17 inches of snow. December... and the first 15 days of January, nothing. So basically, right. We got like a 6-week reprieve of really horrible winter weather. Even though it was cold and rainy, it wasn't ice or anything like that. But
exactly, and you know, and I keep reminding people we're not even a third into winter yet. We'll be a third into winter come this Monday. So that's only a third, and that's like I said, the 21st. To me, that's when we should have started winter. January 21st, not December.
Well, it looks like we'll be starting on the 18th or 19th.
Well, yeah, a little bit before that. No doubt about that, yeah.
Well, you're going to be a busy guy, so rest up.
We're going to try.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, you have a good trip.
Hey, I will, no doubt about it. Thanks, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.